الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على عبده محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, we continue with the العقيدة الوسيطية لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمة الله عليه وعلى جميع علماء المسلمين وعامتهم. الأمر السابع, hold on, actually before we deal, did we finish الأمر السادس؟ وكفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. اي وي ديد. الامر السابع مما يكون يوم القيامه, the seventh. Hold on a second, man. So actually going back a little bit, it's we stopped at قوله فآخذ كتابه بيمينه. So one will take, or some here will take their books or their book with their right hands. One will take his book with his right hand, or they will take their books with their right hands. أخذون مبتدا. Now this is grammatical explanation of the sentence مبتدا. This doesn't exist in the English language. We have مبتدا and خبر. This is for the nominal sentence. Anyways, وخبره محذوف وتقدير فمنهم آخر على كل حال وجاز الابتداء به وهو نكر أنه في مقام تفصيل. أي أن الناس ينقسمون, that the people will be divided. فمنهم من يأخذ كتابه بيمينه, among them are those who will take their books with their right hands, وهم المؤمنون, and those are the believers. وهذا إشارة إلى أن لليمنى الإكرام, and this is this indicates that the right is being honored here, the right in general, the right hand. ولذلك يأخذ المؤمن كتابه therefore the believer gets his book with his right hand. والكافر يأخذ كتابه بشماله أو من وراء ظهره, and the disbeliever will take his book with his left hand or behind his back, or behind his back. How?
Behind. They turn the left hand behind the back.
Now hold on a second, Chief. The Sheikh will elaborate. I'm translating. The translation says كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ ظَهْرِهِ. أَوْ is or. Okay, now whether there's another explanation, we will see. كَمَا قَالَ مُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ وَآخِذٌ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. So then, either with the left hand or behind the back. We will see. Anyways, that's in the Quran. وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره. Now the Sheikh said here, وقوله أو من وراء ظهره, or behind his back. أو للتنويع here, أو للتنويع meaning for variety. وليست للشك, and it is not that of doubtfulness. Because you may use or when you're doubtful. I'm coming Monday or Tuesday. Or you could say it, either you come at 5 or 6. You're giving him an option. You're not trying to, you're not doubtful. That's what you're informing him to do. You get the difference. فظاهر كلام المؤلف رحمه الله أن الناس يأخذون كتبهم على ثلاثة أوجه. According to the apparent meaning of Shaykh al-Islam's wording, is that the people will receive their books in three different manners. باليمين وبالشمال ومن وراء الظهر. Right, some in the right, some in the left, some behind their back. ولكن أن الظاهر, ولكن الظاهر أن هذا الاختلاف اختلاف صفات. The Sheikh says, however, it appears that the variety here is that of description. فالذي يأخذ كتابه من وراء ظهره هو الذي يأخذ كتابه بشماله. The one who takes his book with his behind his back is the one who takes his book with his left hand. It's the same thing. فيأخذ بالشمال وتجعل يده من خلف. He takes it with the left hand and his hand will be placed behind his back.
Hiding.
Not hiding. It's just that it's behind his back. Hiding from what, ya Sheikh? Allah yahdik ya Ibrahim. You and your analysis man of the statements, man. Hiding from who? There's no one to hide from on that day. It's all said and done. فكونه يأخذه بالشمال لأنه من أهل الشمال. شمال ولا شمال؟ Shimal. The fact that he takes it with his left is because he's from the people of the left. وكونه من وراء ظهره لأنه لما استدبر كتاب الله وولى ظهره إياه في الدنيا صار من العدل أن يجعل أو أن يجعل كتاب أعماله يوم القيامة خلف ظهره. عجيب. Now concerning the fact that he will take it behind his back, this is because he had turned away from the book of Allah. He actually made the book of Allah behind his back. Yani he put the Quran behind him and ignored it. He left it behind. He neglected it. And he gave it his back in the dunya. Subsequently, justice entails that he will receive his book of deeds on the day of resurrection behind his back. You know, the way you treat, you'll be treated. فعلى هذا تخلع اليد الشمال حتى تكون من الخلف. According to والله أعلم. According to this explanation, the left hand then will be, the left hand will be placed, will be the one that will be placed behind his back, and then he will receive his book with it. It's not like they are three different people. It's two different people. Believer, disbeliever. The believer is in his right hand. The disbeliever with his left hand, which is behind his back. كبيش. نعم. قوله تفضل.
الله يكرمك.
بارك الله فيك.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. حياك الله.
الله يبارك فيك. والله.
Yes. قوله كما قال سبحانه وتعالى وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. We dealt with that. Nevertheless, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and every human being, we placed his deeds, we made his deeds attached to his neck. طائره أي عمله, the Shaykh said. طائره meaning his deeds. أي عمله أن الإنسان يتشائم به أو يتفائل به. Because the son of Adam is either optimistic or pessimistic according to his deed. ولأن الإنسان يطير به فيعلو أو يطير به فيزلو. Because the person elevates with it so he goes up, or he elevates with it so he goes down. So actually it has to do with تطير. And why did the Arabs, they say, you know, تطير, because they used to go out, if they were leaving the house and they saw a bird, if that bird I think flew in some direction, then they will continue on their journey. If it didn't, then they will return back home. From ta'ir, it has to do with that, the bird, yes. So there's a relation between them. في عنقه أي رقبته, in his neck. وهذا أقوى ما يكون تعلقا باللسان. This is the strongest something can be attached to you when it is around your neck. حيث يربط في العنق. So it'll be tied around the neck. لأنه لا يمكن أن ينفصل إلا إذا هلك الإنسان فهذا يلزم عمله. Because you cannot separate yourself from it unless you're destroyed, unless you die. If something is around your neck, I mean, there's no escape unless you kill yourself. He says such will be his deeds then. It will be so close and stuck to him. وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, and if it is a day of resurrection, كَانَ الْأَمْرُ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. So when it is a day of resurrection, it will be as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and we will bring out for him on the day of resurrection a book which he will read, a book which will be spread out for him. Spread out for him. أي مفتوحا, meaning it's open. لا يحتاج إلى تعب ولا إلى مشقة فتحه. He doesn't have to open it and bother. It's already laid out. Open up. الله مستعان. ويقال له اقرأ كتابك, and it will be said to him, read your book. وانظر ما كتب عليك في, and look what has been written against you in that book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, وهذا من تمام العدل والإنصاف. Sufficient is yourself as an accountant over you. He said this is the epitome of justice and fairness. أيوك للحساب الإنسان نفسه, that you hold yourself accountable. Because someone may make a mistake. Someone in this dunya at least. You may have a manager and he thinks you're doing a great job and you're the worst employee to ever work in the company, you know. But because you give him, you know, some gifts every now and then, you're just a lovely guy. I mean it, but you know whether you're doing the job or not. And you know best. You can judge yourself best. So this is the best form of justice. Everybody's smiling. You know what I'm saying? وَالْإِنسَانُ الْعَاقِلُ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَنْظُرْ ماذا كتب في هذا الكتاب الذي سوف يجده يوم القيامة مكتوبا. So the rational intellectual person should reflect and look what has been written in this book, which he will read on the day of resurrection. He will find open. ولكن, he said, however or but, نحن أمامنا باب يمكن أن يقضي على السيئات. We have a door open for us with which we can get rid of the sins, with which we can get rid of our bad deeds. وهو التوبة. الحمد لله. يا الله. طيب, إذن والإنسان العاقل, نعم, وهو التوبة, it is repentance. وإذا تاب العبد إلى الله مهما عظم ذنبه أو ذنبه فإن الله يتوب عليه. If the person repents, if the slave repents to Allah, no matter how grave, how great is his sin, Allah عز وجل, excuse me, Allah عز وجل will accept his repentance. حتى ولو تكرر الذنب منه, even if that sin was committed again. Yeah, but don't get happy, because you know, Shaitan says, okay, good. No, that's not how it works. وهو يتوب, and he repents. And we explained that that tawbah means, the tawbah means that you have to meet the conditions. It's not playing games with Allah. It's not okay, I'll just, you know, keep doing it and I'll, no. Meaning when we do decide to do tawbah, this sin, whatever it is, must be X'd out from our lives. يعني we have the plan and the determination never ever to commit it again in the depth of our heart. If we fall back into it out of weakness, this is what it's speaking about. Not that if we don't have that determination at the time of abandonment of sin, it's not tawbah. We had never done tawbah really. Allah will not accept it. Because people play games with themselves. They continue to, you know, slack and procrastinate. No. That means we must meet the conditions. One of the conditions is al-azmu ala adam al-rujur. You must have that strong will and determination that you will never return to that sin. These conditions we may not be meeting.
If a person does tawbah, how does he know if it's forgiven or not?
He doesn't. He just hopes. وَهُوَ يَتُوبُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. ما دام الأمر بأيدينا الآن فعلينا أن نحرص على أن لا يكتب في هذا الكتاب العمل الصالح. So now that this book is within our reach, it's still with us, it's not on يوم القيامة, let us ensure that nothing is written there except righteous deeds. ما مستعان. الأمر السابع, the seventh affair, which will be on the day of resurrection, مما يكون يوم القيامة, هو ما ذكره المؤلف رحمه الله بقوله ويحاسب الله الخلائق. The statement of Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah, and Allah will reckon or recompense the khala'iq creations. Al-muhasaba, itla'u al-ibad al-amalihim yawm al-qiyamah. Muhasaba, accountability, is presenting the slaves with their deeds so on the day of resurrection so they may see them. وقد دل عليه الكتاب والسنة والإجماع والعقل. And this has been proven and indicated through the Quran, the Sunnah, the consensus, and the aql, intellect. أما الكتاب, as for the Kitab, the Quran, فقال تعالى فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا. As to he who has been given his book with his right hand, then verily he will be given an easy accountability. وأما من أوتي كتابه وراء ظهره فسوف يدعو ثبورا ويصلى سعيرا. As for he who's given his book behind his back, then verily he will call on destruction upon himself and he will taste the burning fire. وأما السنة فقد ثبت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بعدة أحاديث أن الله تعالى يحاسب الخلائق. As for the Sunnah, we have numerous narrations from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام which indicate that Allah himself will hold his creation accountable. There's accountability. Now we're trying to prove accountability. وأما الإجماع فإنه متفق عليه بين الأمة أن الله تعالى يحاسب الخلائق. Consensus, the Ummah has unanimously agreed that Allah عز وجل will hold the creation accountable. وأما العقل, as for the intellect, فواضح. It's clear. لأننا كلفنا بعمل فعلا وتركا وتصديقا. Because we have been made responsible for deeds. Doing deeds, abandoning other deeds, doing good deeds, abandoning good deeds, and تصديقا. And we were made to believe things. We were expected and required to believe in things of the unseen. والعقل والحكمة تقتضيان أن من كلف بعمل فإنه يحاسب عليه ويناقش فيه. Intellect and wisdom entail that if someone has been given a task of do's and don'ts, that he is to be held accountable and you know he should be you know responsible for whether he carried out the do's and the don'ts. وقول المؤلف رحمه الله الخلائق جمع خليقة شمل كل مخلوق. خلائق is the plural of خليقة, which means every creation. It encompasses every creation, every creature of Allah Azza wa Jal. لأنه إلا أنه يستثنى من ذلك من يدخلون الجنة بلا حساب ولا عذاب. An exception, however, to the rule will be those who enter Jannah without accountability and without punishment, and we ask Allah to make us among them. كما ثبت ذلك في الصحيحين. As it has been affirmed in what? أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام رأى أمته ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بلا حساب ولا عذاب. That he saw his ummah and he saw among them 70,000 who will enter Jannah without accountability or punishment. وهم الذين, and it is those who لا يسترقون. They do not seek ruqya. They don't go to anyone say, do ruqya on me. They do ruqya on themselves, or if someone happens to do ruqya for them, that's fine. They don't go asking for it. Kapish? Remedy is spiritual remedy. You know, the ruqya recitation of the Quran, whatever, on the sick person. They don't ask for it. Because of this, some of the ulama said because of the high level of tawakkul on Allah, that they don't even ask the creation for it. Just they refer it back to Allah. If someone did ruqya for them, that's fine, without them asking.
Okay.
If they do ruqya on themselves, fine. Asking for someone, no. وَلَا يَكْتَوُونَ. Yaktawun is that it's a form of treatment that where someone gets burnt. It's like to burn out some disease. I don't know what it's exactly how to translate it to English, but it's a form of treatment which is somewhat disliked in Islam. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. وَلَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ, and they are not pessimistic. They don't have any superstitious beliefs. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, and upon their Lord and Master only do they rely. This is their qualities. Four things. They don't seek ruqya. They don't do kawi. Mm-hmm. Hey, well, kawi, like I said, لَا يَكْتَوُونَ, which is like a form of treatment where someone they burn that the illness. It's a form of burning it, to terminating that illness. Yeah, I don't know what it's called in English. We'll find it. Anyways, they're not pessimistic. They don't have superstitious beliefs, and they rely upon their Lord. وَقَدْ رَوَى الْإِمَامَ أَحْمَدْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ بِسَنَجِدْ أَنَّ مَعْ كُلْ وَاحَدْ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفًا. Imam Ahmad, رَحِمَ اللَّهِ, narrated with a sound, with a good chain of narration, that with each one there are another 70,000. So 70,000, and one narration says with each one of the 70,000 there is 70,000. So that makes it 70,000 times 70,000. That's a lot. We must. فَتَضْرُبْ 70,000 بِ70,000. Multiply 70,000 with 70,000. وَيُزَادْ 70,000. And then you add another 70,000. فَهَوْلَا كُلُّمْ يَدْخُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِلَا حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. So all of these will enter Jannah without accountability and without punishment. وقوله الخلائق يشمل أيضا الجن لأنهم مكلفون. Saying خلائق, the creation includes jinn, because they also responsible. ولهذا يدخل كافرهم النار بالنص والإجماع. This is why we believe that the the disbeliever, disbelieving jinni will enter Jahannam. This is according to the textual evidence and the consensus of the Muslims. كما قال تعالى, as Allah said, قال ادخلوا في أمم قد خلت من قبلكم من الجن والإنس في النار. Allah says, he said, enter along with nations which have preceded you from among jinn and ins in the fire. ويدخل مؤمنهم الجنة على قول جمهور أهل العلم. And the believing jinni will enter Jannah according to the يعني the majority of the scholars, according to the majority of the scholars, وهو صحيح, and it is the correct opinion. كما يدل عليه قوله تعالى, as Allah عز وجل says, ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان, and for he who fears standing before his Lord are two gardens. إلى قوله لم يطمثن إنس قبلهم ولا جان, no human has ever, you know, had relations with them, nor a jinni, about the hur of Jannah, indicating that there may be, that they are jinn in Jannah. على كل حال. وهل تشمل المحاسبة البهائم؟ Now, are animals held accountable?
Yes.
Then they go to Jannah or Jahannam? They will become dust. Very good. أما القصاص فيشمل البهائم. As for getting even, it includes them. لأنه ثبت عن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أنه يقتص للشاة الجلحاء من الشاة القرناء. It has been authentically confirmed from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that the ram or the sheep with the horns will get its right from the one which was, or the one without horns will take its right from the one which had horns when they had bumped each other in the dunya. وهذا قصاص. And this is, you know, قصاص is like get eye for eye, nose for nose, you know, revenge. Okay, it's a little violent wording, Muhammad. لكنها لا تحاسب حساب تكليف وزن. But it is not held accountable, as in, you know, it has responsibilities and things which it has to do. The animals, I mean, they have to do. لأن البهائم ليس لها ثواب ولا عقاب. Because the animals have no, there's no reward for them, nor is there any punishment. قوله ويخلو بعبده المؤمن فيقرره بذنوبه. Then Allah Azza wa Jal will be in seclusion with his believing slave, and he will make him admit and confess to his sins. هذه صفة حساب المؤمن. This is the description of how the believer is accounted on يوم القيامة. يخلو به الله عز وجل دون أن يطلع عليه أحد. Allah will be secluded with Allah and not in any inappropriate understanding, which means no one will be able to see. What is intended, that will only be him and Allah. No one else can hear or see or have access to what's going on during that accountability. ويقرره بذنوبه, and Allah will make him admit his sins. أي يقول له عملت كذا وعملت كذا. Allah will say to him, you've done such and such, and you've done such and such of sins. حتى يقر ويعترف, until he admits and he confesses. ثم يقول, Allah then will say to him, سترت عليك في الدنيا, I had concealed these sins for you in the dunya. No one knew about them except the people who are on Facebook, Allah concealed their sins and they publicized them on Facebook, so everybody in the world can know that they've, you know, watched that movie and they heard that song, and this is the picture of them when they were, you know, under the Statue of Liberty or under the, you know, whatever church. All this kind of nonsense that you see on Facebook, you know, people actually, you know, Allah conceals their sins and they expose them to the people. You're supposed to be quiet. If you've done something wrong, just be quiet. Because the hadith says, that's why the ulama say it's very dangerous when you do sins publicly, because you lose this privilege. Because the hadith says, Allah said to him, سَتَرْتَ عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, I've concealed it for you in the dunya, no one knew about it. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ الْيَوْمَ, and today I will forgive you for that sin. Whereas the public sins, they don't have that. And in that hadith, kullu ummati mu'afa. Every one of my nation, and every follower of my nation, or every one of my nation, mu'afa, he would be protected and secure and safe. Illa al-mujahirun, except the one who publicized their sins. I mean, it's very serious. Smoking publicly, you know, listening to music publicly, all kinds of disobedience which is done publicly, and other things which I've discussed before, which you guys maybe don't believe me about. Anything which we do that the people wind up doing because we're doing it, and it's a sin which is apparent to the people. They see it, they know this is haram. Then this does not fall under this privilege of being forgiven. Unless Allah was otherwise, but we're saying at least according to the hadith. So we have to be very careful, man. There's a difference between the sin we do which people can see and the sin which we do that no one can see. Both are no bueno, no good, but one is lighter than the other. I don't know where that came from, I'm sorry. على كل حال وما ذلك فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يضع عليه سترة بحيث لا أحد. Even though Allah will tell him that, still Allah Azza wa Jalla will place his sitter on him, so no one can see him. It's like a veil. He will be veiled, so no one can see. ولا يسمع أحد, and no one can hear. وهذا من فضل الله عز وجل على المؤمن. This is from the bounty of Allah upon the believer. فإن الإنسان إذا قررك بجناياتك أمام الناس وإن سمح عنك ففي شيء من الفضيحة. If someone publicly addressed and spoke about your violations, even if he forgives you, it's still an embarrassment. It's still an embarrassment if he does it publicly. لكن إذا كان ذلك وحدك فإن ذلك ستر منه عليك. But if he does it in secret, then this is concealing it. He takes on the side, look, I know you've done such and such and such, I forgive you. But in front of all the other employees, this thief over there took 10,000 riyals from the drawer and I forgive him. But now, you know, great, thanks. Now everybody knows that I'm there. I mean, it would have been nice if you told me this on, you know, in private. So this is what is intended here. قوله كما وصف ذلك في الكتاب والسنة, as this has been described, or as it has been described in the Quran and the Sunnah. ذلك المشار إلى الحساب, meaning ذلك, the demonstrative pronoun that here is referring to accountability. يعني كما وصف الحساب في الكتاب والسنة, meaning accountability will be as it is described in the Quran and the Sunnah. لأن هذا من الأمور الغيبية المتوقفة على الخبر المحض. Because this is part of the matters of the unseen which are restricted to information that we receive. It's not a matter of ijtihad. It has to be based on textual evidence. This will happen, that's what you believe. There's nothing else involved. فوجب الرجوع فيه رجوع فيه إلى ما وصف في الكتاب والسنة. It becomes compulsory then to refer this matter to the Quran and the Sunnah. And with this, inshallah ta'ala, we will conclude the dars. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.